Japan's central bank has pumped trillions of yen into the financial system as the country struggles to cope with the impact of the massive earthquake and tsunami. The Bank of Japan injected 12 trillion yen in just one day, around $150 billion. Another 3 trillion yen will be pumped into the economy tomorrow, a total of $181 billion. But the cash injection failed to boost the benchmark index as the central bank held an emergency meeting and share markets plunged around the region. Here's finance reporter Sue Lannan.
Friday's earthquake and tsunami has hit some regional share markets and production in the world's third biggest economy. Hugh Mackay is senior international economist at Westpac.
In reality, I guess you'd have to say that the Japanese economy has not really recovered from the global financial crisis shock to the demand for their goods from their key trading partners. So it's in a very vulnerable space. It did have a little bit of momentum coming into the earthquake, but certainly it was quite fragile and vulnerable to shocks, and it has certainly got a very big one in the form of this earthquake.
Companies such as the world's biggest car maker, Toyota, have suspended production, with the disaster severely affecting the power supply and investor confidence. Japan's benchmark index, the Nikkei 225, fell 6%. Jenny Corbett is professor of economics and an expert on the Japanese economy at the Australian National University. She thinks it will take longer to rebuild than after the Kobe earthquake in 1995, which killed 6,000 people.
It is spread out over a much bigger area. The area isn't key industrial area for Japan, obviously, so there's less impact immediately. There are obviously a number of things that make it much worse, I think, than the Kobe one. One is the impact that it's had on the nuclear facilities and the effect that's having on power availability, which is impacting on industrial production already.
And Jenny Corbett says the damage to nuclear power facilities could mean Japan will have to import more oil.
And in the meantime, while those reactors are not working, or if they never come back on stream, which they probably wouldn't, you have to find alternative sources of energy. That's going to have an impact on global oil prices, because Japan will have to, at least in the initial phase, simply bring in more oil. So they're going to be far-reaching effects.
Jesper Kell is not as pessimistic as others. He is JP Morgan's head of research in Tokyo and has lived in Japan for more than two decades.
Japan will recover. There's lots of resources, there's lots of funding, and there is a tremendous amount of excess savings here. And ironically, this disaster will actually shake up the Japanese government, and policies are going to add tremendously to growth.
Risk modeler AIR Worldwide puts the early estimates of insurance losses from the disaster at up to $35 billion. That makes it one of the most expensive natural disasters in history. But Jesper Kell says the reconstruction effort will boost the economy.
The affected area is about 8% of the national economy. There will be rebuilding, and the net effect on the Japanese economy is going to be positive to the order of between 5 and 6%.
The Bank of Japan today pumped billions of dollars into the country's financial system. Jenny Corbett says that will help restore confidence.
Well, the main function that the Bank of Japan's money has is to keep the financial system working. So it's providing liquidity so that banks can continue business, they can continue to settle claims between them so that ordinary people can continue to get access to their money and business can carry on. It's not the same thing as government spending. But the other thing is that when Kobe hit, the Japanese government was not nearly as indebted as it is now. So the debt to GDP ratios then were about half the level they're at now. It's much more difficult for the Japanese government to spend up, fund the recovery without having economic effect.
Jenny Corbett, Professor of Economics at the Australian National University, ending Sue Lannan's report.